It seems like LeBron James now wants to shut up and dribble when his pocketbook might be affected by communist regimes. And what on earth is actually going on in Hong Kong? Stay with us as we look at this and other stories on the 5-11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5-11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And today, I'm not only excited to do this episode about a very important topic, and hopefully it'll be very informational for the audience here, but also I'm excited because this is the first time I get to sit down and record a show after having my wife and I's little baby. Well, my wife had the baby. I was there to help as much as I could. but yes, last time we recorded, I literally left here. I got home and my wife said, "Oh man, I'm bleeding. We gotta go to the hospital." And we did, and we ended up having our little baby. Galilee Grace Davidson is her name. It's just so awesome being able to have some kids and have our fourth little one. We're all even is the score. We're somewhat like a soccer team at this point, you know, 2-2. But nonetheless, we are really excited about having our little one with us. But with all that aside, if you do hear some knocking, by the way, and I hope you do, actually, I hope you do, and I don't just sound like a crazy person, I hope that you hear some knocking because that is literally people putting in the carpet for our studio. I know I've been saying every episode, I'm really excited when we get the studio, and I am. I am really, really excited. We actually are going to put out a video on YouTube updating you guys. We're going to be moving a lot of the podcast shows, the ones that are simply audio, we're going to be moving over to our Good Fight Radio Network YouTube channel that we're about to start. And then what will be happening is our videos, the Good Fight show, and also not just the Good Fight radio show, but when we sit down for an hour on video with Joe, and we'll keep on him making sure he sits down for an hour every month and bringing you guys some new material every month on video, especially some of these clips that are really, really important that are not just audio, but some of the stuff that you guys can see with your own eyes. But we're also going to be trying to do that even more so often. Lord willing, it'd be nice if I could do it every week, but even if it doesn't work out and it's every other week or something, we're going to be trying to do that for the 5-11 News so you guys aren't just seeing a bunch of, you know, audio, one picture and just listening to audio. We'd love to have you guys seeing and interacting, especially today's show, even though it won't be on there. Today's show is going to be really important because you're going to be listening to some audio clips, some podcast shows even, and also I'll be reading tweets, and I wish that I could just pull them up and you guys could see them, but it's all stuff that you guys can fact check, which you should always do. You should always fact check and send us. If you guys see a discrepancy, always send that to us, or simply if you have a question you'd love the show to answer, and you have a question you'd love to ask, or you have a news article you want to send, please send it to me at chat@goodfight.org. We always love that. You can always write us on Facebook as well at Good Fight Ministries, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter now with, I believe I'm at 5-11 Chad GFM. So you guys can follow me on there. I don't know if Tony's given out his thing yet, but Tony's on Twitter and Instagram as well too. But with all that news aside, let's get right into this episode. And it's an episode I'm passionate about because as anyone who's followed this show with any amount of time, you guys notice I like sports. I'm a big fan of sitting down sports. I fellowship. I read theological books when I sit down and watch sports. 9 times out of 10, I watch them with not only family, but brothers and sisters in Christ. And I have text message groups. We talk a lot about sports. And anyways, not that I want to bog down on that, but I'm also a huge Lakers fan, okay, since I was born pretty much, whether it was Nick Van Exel and Eddie Jones and Eldon Campbell and Vlade Divac, or I got to actually watch Kobe Bryant and Shaq win some titles. But now they're under what I'll call the new regime with LeBron James. And a lot of people are really excited about LeBron James being a Lakers his second year. He got injured last year, but now they even have Anthony Davis as well. And so they think they have a really good chance at a championship. So the last thing they want is probably a bunch of distractions. Because typically for teams in LA, and for some reason, I'm gonna say I was predestined, according to God's foreknowledge, to like the teams that I do, mostly because they were my parents' favorite teams, the Dallas Cowboys. They practiced right here in Oxnard. They practiced in Thousand Oaks when I was a kid, and they also won some Super Bowls when I was a kid, so it makes them easy to like. I've been a Lakers fan, and sadly, I have been a Dodgers fan, and I was born in 1988, which is the last time they won a World Series. But these are the teams I've always followed, and you can be a little vexed. There's been some players in the past, like with the Lakers, they had A.C. Green, who was an outspoken believer. With the Dodgers, they've had a number of outspoken believers. I actually had a friend who actually knew the chaplain personally in Arizona and said that almost the entire Dodgers team a few years ago would be on the Sunday services, which is pretty awesome to hear. And then with the Dallas Cowboys, there's quite a few players that are pretty open about their faith. So I always tend to lean towards those guys and listen to them. And in all honesty, I'm just telling you the truth. I've never been a huge LeBron James fan. Now, if you're a Laker fan, until he came to Lakers, most Laker fans were not LeBron James fans, if they're being honest with you. Now, that's not to mean that now he's a Laker, I don't like the Lakers. I still like the Lakers. I just hope other guys score sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. But nonetheless, guys, he has come out. There's been a lot of controversy, and it has a lot to do with what's going on in China. And it didn't even start with him, but the problem was the Lakers were actually in China doing two games for the preseason, okay? And what happened is while they were in China, Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted some support for the Hong Kong protesters fighting for freedom. Okay, now when I say they're fighting for freedom, I'm going to get a little more into that and what exactly they're protesting, what they've been protesting for quite a while now, so you guys can have a better understanding of why he would support them protesting. But it is more significant, not simply because basketball in China is huge, guys. It is very, very huge market. That's a lot of dollars to be made by those communists, okay? It's really sad, okay? And when it comes to the Rockets, they have a special touch when it comes to what goes on in China, because they had NBA All-Star Yao Ming on the Rockets for a number of years, and he is still an NBA ambassador to China. And so he actually had to just completely step away from and say, I have nothing to do with Daryl Morey, pretty much. And to be honest with you, just so you guys know, Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets is known as the best general manager in basketball. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a job right now. Because the Houston Rockets had to pretty much say, hey, we have nothing to do with this guy. We don't know what he's tweeting about. And they even made Daryl Morey come out and say sorry. But that, of course, isn't enough. They're going to ask social justice warrior LeBron James, the guy who, and guys, I know the title may be provocative, but the fact is that LeBron James, when it comes to social issues, came out against, I believe it was Laura Ingraham, who originally told him to shut up and dribble. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm not a big fan of that either, telling someone, hey, just shut up and do your job. In that regards, I don't mind somebody stepping out and saying, hey, I want to stand up for this or that. I don't necessarily agree with the things that LeBron James always steps out on, okay, and that's where he makes his stances. But nonetheless, I'm not going to tell someone that they can't use whatever vocation they have to bring about good. I just would hope, and I pray for his salvation, that eventually one day he'll use that for the gospel and the furtherance of the gospel. Because I believe whatever you put to your hands, you should do it all your might. And as a believer, I want people to be able to use those things. I'm excited when somebody in a sport, you know, like Tim Tebow for a while, right? That he was getting the word out simply because he was good at the sport of football, okay? And so I wouldn't tell someone you should shut up and dribble, okay? But I find it really interesting, the common denominator that these guys are able to be very angry. And by the way, he did a whole segment. There was a bunch of shirts that went for sale called More Than an Athlete. I believe he did a video series called More Than an Athlete, showing all the things he does, building schools and all this stuff, which is great. But the problem is that we get to see what the truth is, okay? And the Bible tells us that it's not that money is the root of all evil, okay? That's a misquotation of that text. But it is the love of money, which is the root of all different kinds of evil, Okay, and that's exactly what happens, is you find out that the love of money will shut up lips really, really quick. Okay, and if you say you're LeBron James and you're filming a movie like Space Jam 2, and one of the biggest markets when it comes to buying that film and watching that film is going to be China, and you said something against their communist regime, you better zip that mouth. Okay, and that's exactly what's going on here. I want to give a little background, and so we're going to play a clip here from, I'm not today's YouTube, but yes, today's YouTube. This is the YouTube channel for today. I believe it's related to the Today Show or some along the lines. You guys would have to research that. I don't care that much. But on their YouTube channel, they actually played a clip so you guys can hear how LeBron James actually came out against Daryl Morey and what he said and why he came out against it. If you could play that clip, Tony.
LeBron James speaking out for the first time about the battle between the NBA and China, taking on Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, whose tweet supporting anti-government protests in Hong Kong set off a firestorm between the country and the league.
I don't want to get into a feud with Daryl, Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke.
James.
So he's saying that Daryl Morey, who tweeted out a support for the Hong Kong protesters fighting for freedom, he said that he just was ignorant of it. Now, LeBron James kind of did a retraction on that statement, because later LeBron James would say that it wasn't necessarily he was ignorant about what's going on with China and Hong Kong, okay, but that he was ignorant about the effects. And this is what he said. He said on his Twitter page, quote, "Let me clear up the confusion. I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet. I'm not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that." And guys, he also tweeted up as a follow-up. And I have to dig in right after this, okay? Actually, we're going to play one more clip after I read this. But you have to understand how silly this is going to sound when we go through what the Hong Kong protesters are actually protesting, because, you know what, let's play the clip first and then I'll read that. If you could play that clip. When I talk about shutting up and dribbling, okay, that's exactly what he wants to do, and I'll show you. That's exactly what he said here.
I feel like I talked about it yesterday. I tweeted out a couple of responses to people not understanding, you know, my knowledge of where it came from my brain and from me learning from the situation. I'm talking about it now, and I probably won't talk about it again because I'll be cheating my teammates by continuing to harp on something that won't benefit us, you know, trying to win a championship, because that's what we're here for. We're not politicians. I think it's a huge political thing, but we are leaders, and we can step up at times, but there's times where I'm not saying in this particular instance, but, you know, if you don't feel like you should speak upon things, you shouldn't have to.
Well, that's fine. If you don't like to speak up things, you shouldn't have to. But I'm just going to point this out. LeBron James, you are the person who literally wrote to our president on Twitter, "You bum." All right? Let's also remember that. And let's say you did that about the prime minister of China while in China. What would happen to you? I want you to think about that. What would happen to you? And let's also put into perspective what Hong Kong is fighting against right now. What Hong Kong is fighting against is an extradition law that would allow China to then go into Hong Kong and take prisoners, and then take prisoners out of Hong Kong so that they may try them for things such as treason, okay? For they may try them for things such as, I don't know, having a church, okay? Now, these Hong Kong protesters, what they are protesting is the fact that in 1997, when they were given a territory, okay, their territory within China, they were able to have their own political system within China. So it's like two political systems, one nation, okay? That's what they have there in Hong Kong versus China. And there are a lot of things that are happening when it comes to this, okay? And so when we have a guy like LeBron James who's willing to come out over and over again against the president, okay, who's willing to come out over and over again against our entire government, all right, in some ways, and then just turn a blind eye to what's going on in China and be like, well, Daryl Morey's ignorant. Well, he was just ignorant about the effects of supporting what's going on in Hong Kong. Could you imagine that you could be extradited and taken and then tried for something that's legal in your own home country. That'd be pretty bad, right? Like if you called your president a bum. You see, in Hong Kong, they actually have free speech. They don't have the constitution like we do, but they actually have free speech. And guys, this is absolutely ridiculous. And I wasn't the only one who noticed that. Okay, Antonio Brown was a receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was drafted in the second round. He kind of had a falling out with Bill Parcells and went away. But he actually has a nice following on Twitter. And this is what he had to say. He said, NBA players so woke they won't go to the White House because Trump is like a, quote, dictator. But they're going to play like a in a communist country under a real dictator. Oh, and China won't even air the game on TV. China wouldn't air the game on TV because why? Why wouldn't China air that game on TV? Because of the tweet made by Daryl Morey, to the point where they literally resurfaced the court and took off all of the sponsorships. Okay? To the point where they didn't have a press conference. Guys, this is what's going on. And I love the fact that he's being called out by people that have had to deal with dictators. Like NBA player Enes Kanter, the Boston Celtics. Enes Kanter, interestingly enough, when he was in high school, grew up locally here in Simi Valley on Tierra Hada, right down the street from our church. Okay? Right down the street from our church. In fact, when I was going to the gym, his basketball team would come and I would play basketball against him. And he was just a high school kid. I was in college, I think, at the time. And Enes Kanter is a Muslim from Turkey. But he's had to deal with Erdogan literally trying to kill him. Okay? This is what he had to say on Twitter after, of course, LeBron James's cowardice, because that's what it is. He said, haven't seen or talked to my family in 5 years. They jailed my dad. My siblings can't find jobs. Revoked my passport. International arrest warrant. My family can't leave the country. Get death threats by everybody. Got attacked, harassed. Tried to kidnap me in Indonesia. Freedom is not free. And then I think pointing to make fun of LeBron James's cowardice, he then said, tweeted out, more than an athlete. Okay, and he's had to deal with this. In fact, I believe he just took, they have a player on the Boston Celtics, a rookie named Taco Fall, and they actually tried to go pray at a Muslim mosque, and they were being chased around, and it was kind of interesting and a little eerie. I'm sure it was not fun for this guy. But that's somebody actually dealing with problems. But of course, LeBron James, you know, is going to talk about how tough it was for him. He said, my team in this league just went through a difficult week. I think people need to understand what a tweet or statement can do to others. And I believe nobody stopped and considered what would happen. Could have waited a week to send the tweet. To send the tweet in support of the Hong Kong protesters who don't want these extradition laws in their country that they can take out people from their country that go against the Chinese government. Why would they be upset about these extradition laws? Well, they're worried about them taking all of their autonomous rights. And some are worried about it becoming a police state. Did you know that booksellers in Hong Kong are being taken by Chinese police when China doesn't like something they've written? You realize that's what's happening? And they want to be able to do this freely. And the problem is that the reason why protests, they thought in June, oh, we'll subside the protests and everyone will go away and nobody will pay attention and nobody will listen to what's going on, because what we'll do is we'll suspend our vote of extradition when no one's paying attention so that later they could vote on it. Okay? And what I want to do here is play a clip. Why? Guys, think about this. Hong Kong is not that big. China is humongous. Okay? And we have about 1 million protesters. And guys, we could talk about all the propaganda that's going on and that China's putting forth, rap videos and literally what they're doing. You have 1 million protesters, over 1 million protesters, and you have these guys fighting for democracy. You see them, you know, throwing American flags. Of course, they're blaming America and other places, as they did when it came to Tiananmen Square, which we're going to talk about, okay? But over and over again, you have China pushing false narratives, lying. They're pointing to maybe 1,000 protesters that may be violent when there's 1 million of them that are nonviolent. And then, oh, look at these horrible people. And that's really what's going on. But people are wondering, after they pretty much have bragged that they could just stomp them out if they want to. And they could. So why haven't they? Check this clip out.
Yeah. My name is Professor Rana Mitter, and I am the director of the Oxford University China Center.
And Professor, we just heard from Matt that China is signaling with all these propaganda videos that it could quash these protests at the snap of a finger, and yet it hasn't. Why is that?
You're absolutely right that in military terms, in coercive terms, China could almost certainly shut the demonstrations down tomorrow by using troops and using force. But it knows that by doing so, it would incur immense reputational damage. Essentially, the rest of the world would look at what China has done, had done, and they would say, this is not a pragmatic power, this is not a reasonable power, and that would essentially restore the kind of situation we saw 30 years ago in the aftermath of Tiananmen Square, when China did crack down on protesters and spent the best part of the next decade trying to recover its international position.
And could you just remind us what happened 30 years ago?
Of course. In the spring of 1989, students, workers, and other members of society started to gather in actually a large number of China's cities, Chengdu, Shanghai, all over the country. But the demonstrations that really attracted attention were in Beijing.
In the streets of Beijing, mass demonstrations snaked through the city in support of the students and defiance of the government.
And in particular in Tiananmen Square, the symbolic and literal heart of China's capital, a huge area which is just in front of the famous Forbidden City.
There was the feeling of a carnival, good-natured and free-spirited, as people from all walks of life took part.
And they were protesting about a whole variety of things, like the rapidly rising rate of inflation in China, which meant that buying everyday groceries was very expensive. But the really basic principle, and the one that they put on posters, and that they shouted about in the square, was about more democratic involvement with the government of China. And although there were attempts to mediate the two sides, eventually, on the night of 3rd into 4th of June 1989, the Chinese government sent in tanks and troops.
The military, moving in armored vehicles, smashed through barricades that had been put up by the protesters and advanced relentlessly toward Tiananmen Square. They fired automatic weapons into crowds of citizens who, for the most part, could fight back with nothing more than rocks and bottles.
And many hundreds, possibly even those thousands of protesters, were killed and certainly many others injured in that confrontation.
You see, this whole confrontation in Tiananmen Square, guys, this is something that has literally been hidden from the Chinese people of what has happened. And I know this full well. I wrestled with somebody in high school that moved out here from China. And when in history class he was learning about what happened in Tiananmen Square, he walked out. Like, no, this didn't happen. It's not true. Okay? We are talking about such an oppressive dictatorship that they would think about what they're doing in China. Okay? What would they be doing when they can extradite whenever they want in a land, even though it's part of their country, so to speak, but not part of their political system, in a land where they can extradite criminals whenever someone spoke out against the Chinese government? Okay? And this is the problem, is that we care, as a country, we care so much about money. And this is the rest of the world. And in that clip, the guy later goes into how the other countries, including the United States and England and stuff, kind of like, well, that was really bad that you did that. But, you know, and praise God that today, and what's sad is, praise God today, that we literally can see what's going on. We have Twitter and we have these videos and people are seeing it. And I do believe, I'm just going to be honest with you, I believe if all that video wasn't there, they would be squashed out, put to death. And here's my problem with, I'm not telling everyone to be passionate when you're not passionate about something. I'm not telling everyone, hey, you know what? You need to fight against what's going on in the gulags there. If you guys don't know about the gulags, okay, they've pretty much, they have these camps, okay? They're called re-education camps in China. And they're trying to re-educate the Muslims. And I'm not making this episode about we got to make sure the Muslims are doing okay because they have plenty of problems on their own. But they literally have re-education camps where the people are there and the people that get out and reporting that they're forced to drink alcohol and eat pigs and ham and whatnot. So, I mean, this is what's going on, and no one's saying anything. No, we all just turn a blind eye. Why? Because we want that mighty dollar. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on with these guys. That's why it's not a big deal for somebody like LeBron James or Steph Curry or Steve Kerr. Don't think that LeBron's the only one who's being a coward. Steph Curry, who claims to be a believer, was asked questions about China, and he did the same, I don't know what's going on. Steve Kerr's like, we have our own problems here. I'm sorry, we don't have re-education camps, Mr. Kerr. He literally equated what's going on in China to us being allowed to have guns, us having the right to have guns. This is the idiocy that is going on, okay? That we are talking about a country that has gulags, a country that has re-education camps where they beat people and make them do things contrary to their conviction, okay, forcefully for literally the purpose of re-education, all right? Not because they've committed crimes, all right, but for re-education, okay? These are people wanting laws to be able to extradite people from Hong Kong so that they cannot allow them to speak out against the Chinese government. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, all of you guys, with the things that you said about our government, with you saying, I won't go to the White House and all that stuff, praise God you're allowed to do that here in the United States. I'm not saying we're always going to have that right. And guess what? Instead of saying, yeah, I'm praise God, I'm here in the United States and I don't have to deal with this stuff and I want to support Hong Kong. I understand why they wouldn't want to do that. Oh, well, we just don't understand. We're just ignorant. We're not going to put our culture on someone else. Give me a break. Give me a break. And this is exactly what I'm talking about with this choice of cowardice, okay? If you want to tell me, and I have no problem with it, Steph Curry, and I've said this on other podcast shows, Steph Curry, you say you're a believer, okay? You have a problem with Donald Trump because of the things he's said about women. Okay, that's fine. You say you don't want to go into the White House because he said grab women by the blank, you know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe that's your thing. And you say, I just don't agree with it. I will not go to the White House. I have no problem with that. I'll rock arm in arm with you. That's great. But when you go and play golf with Obama when he's okay with the murdering of babies, when he signs legislation in for the murder of babies, you're choosing of morality is pathetic. I'm sorry. It's pathetic. LeBron James is choosing when to speak out, when to be quote-unquote political, okay? When to shut up and dribble, okay? Your choosing when to do that has to do, I believe, very much with your pocketbook. I think some of it has to do with acceptance. I don't believe Steph Curry would be much accepted if he was talking about, hey, let's all, it's okay, you know, we want to make sure we're okay with Donald Trump and that we're praying for our president because we should have prayed for Obama. We still should pray for him. We should pray for Donald Trump. We should pray for our leaders as we're told by Paul, literally told us to pray for our kings, the same king that would then have him beheaded. Oh, I'm sorry, Donald's probably done so many bad things to you. You know, that you probably shouldn't pray for him. He doesn't deserve it. And guys, I'm not saying that out of nowhere. We get comments, emails, people writing in us, how could you even pray for this guy? I'm like, the more wicked he is, the more I'll pray for him, okay? And that includes Obama with the murdering of babies. Guys, if this isn't the place where we draw the line, where do you draw it? Where do you draw it? I have to know. At what point do you draw the line and say, this is too far, this is so immoral that I have to draw a line? You know what? Daryl Morey, I can't believe you'd say that. You were so ignorant about what's going on in Hong Kong that you supported those people that didn't want them extradited and put to death. And guys, that's what happens to the church in China. Guys, you need to be the communist church of China is what you have to be a part of. Okay? And it's wrong. It's wrong. And praise God, we do know that just as Tertullian said in the early church, that the blood of the Christians is the seed. And just like we know that in China and in places where their faith are persecuted, that's where, guess what? We have the strongest believers. And praise God. Because I believe God gives us that strength. I believe that's what we are supposed to be. We're not supposed to be of this world. We aren't supposed to be normal. We shouldn't just be like everyone else. It says in 1 Peter 4:3, they marvel that you do not run in those dissipations. If they're no longer marveling that you're not different than them, you're probably not different than them. If your friendship is of the world and you can go golfing with the same people that are okay with murdering babies, we're going to have a problem. Okay? Friendship of the world is enemy, enmity, problems with God. Okay? Bad ones. And I pray, guys, seriously, I pray for LeBron. I pray for all these guys that are cowards when it comes to this issue and that stay willfully ignorant for the point of staying willfully ignorant. That they would look at these things, that they would check them out, but ultimately that they would look at who Jesus Christ is and that the redemption of our sins, The payment of the penalty that we deserve is only found in his blood alone, in Jesus' name. This has been Chad Davidson. This is the 5:11 News.